Remember how awful the end of summer was when you were a kid? Around the middle of August, department stores would start holding back-to-school sales, and Woolworth would begin stocking up on those marbleized composition books. By Labor Day, you'd want school to start already just to end the awful suspense. Commentator and teacher Maureen Corrigan says that students aren't the only ones who dread returning to school. But this year, she's gotten some fresh energy for the job from an unexpected source.
Don't get me wrong. On the whole, I love teaching. But it's hard work. In my intro poetry classes, I hear myself repeating the same points about Emily Dickinson semester after semester. It's tough to summon up enthusiasm for my stock lecture on the semicolon. Sometimes I want to cut my own classes and go to the movies, but I can't. I'm the teacher. Like lots of my colleagues, I got into this profession because I was inspired by some good teachers. But since I got my degree, the only classes I've been attending are my own, so I haven't gotten re-motivated by watching other people teach. Or at least, that was the situation until this past spring, when I stumbled into a class taught by Gina, distinguished professor of aerobics. I know, aerobics seems so foofy with its Jane Fonda outfits and disco music, but I won't exercise unless someone is making me, so it was either this or bowling. When I started, I was really alienated. Then Gina changed my attitude. In person, she sort of looks a little like gymnast Kathy Rigby, who's currently touring in Peter Pan. But if Gina were playing Peter, she wouldn't need the wires to help her fly. "Feel light, feel free," she shouts as she leaps into a jumping jack, and the rest of us flap our arms and try to take off after her. You can," she says to me as I struggle to do stomach crunches. And motivated by her encouragement, I suck my navel in and crunch. By the time I take her evening class, I know that she's usually taught two other classes that day. She's been repeating the same information about biceps, triceps, and tailbone tucks hour after hour. It's like semicolons. People need to hear this stuff again and again. Once, Gina met me a half hour before class to show me how to do a step called the grapevine. Now, to be honest, I could live happily without knowing how to grapevine. But Gina made me care about doing it right, because she cares. That's what a good teacher does for you. Aerobics instructors like Gina have no job security, and they're paid really low wages. In a way, their situation isn't so different from that of adjunct faculty. But aerobics instructors don't get any health benefits, so if Gina twists her ankle in class, that's her tough luck. There aren't many incentives for her to go beyond her bare-bones job description, but she does. I know that watching her has often recharged my pedagogical batteries. I've also been brought up short by the experience of being part of a class again. I recommend it to anybody who's feeling cynical or superior about what they do. Take a class in something totally foreign, sculpting or tractor-trailer driving. Feel what it's like to be the worst person in the class, to believe that you're so dumb you'll never catch on to what's being taught. If you're lucky, you'll have a teacher like Gina, who doesn't ridicule or leave you behind in the dust. There's nothing so humbling for a teacher as becoming a student again.
Maureen Corrigan greeted her first class of the new semester yesterday at Georgetown University.